This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Women and minority investment managers are effectively locked out of the big money in that massive industry. A new study from Harvard University and Bella Research and commissioned by the Knight Foundation finds that just 1.1% of the $71 trillion in all assets under management are invested by investment firms owned by women and minorities. Alberto Ibarguen is president and CEO of the Knight Foundation.
It is mainly white males who are managing all that money. Only about 1 to 5%, depending on the category, is managed by minorities or women. And the categories are mutual funds, private equity, hedge, and real estate.
And if we just stop for a moment just to reflect on what you just said, 99% chance it's a white guy who owns the company that manages your money.
That's right.
It's really striking. Now, we cover diversity as a crucial issue here on this program, but I wanted to ask you, why did you have your foundation commission this study?
Well, I'll tell you, I had just been appointed some years ago. I had just been appointed president of Knight Foundation. I was invited to be on a panel by a woman named Melody Hobson. She's the head of president of Ariel Investing in Chicago.
Sure.
And she said, I'm going to ask you how much money you have under management. And I said, sure. So I hung up. I called our CFO and I said, how much money do we have? And I knew we had just invested $7 million with a firm called Genex 360. And Juan Martinez said $7 million. And I said, well, no, I don't mean just the thing we just did with Lloyd. I mean the whole thing. And he said $7 million. I thought if we, all things being equal, we'll give the nod to the woman or minority firm. And so we started looking at what does all things being equal look like and who's making the decisions. Well, who's making the decisions generally in endowment offices generally have been white males. And we are now almost at $500 million. It's about 22.5% of our assets are under management by minorities and women. And the best part of it is they are performing at or above the same level as all of our other managers in those sectors.
So a foundation like yours is focused on this. We see some wealthy individuals trying to diversify the ownership of where their money is managed. How do you get the big money, the institutional investors, the pension funds, hip to this whole thing?
One of the reasons for focusing on foundations and then possibly on university endowments is that you will develop a track record that will make a compelling argument for the kinds of really big funds that you're talking about. But frankly, I think they could start now. It's not something that you do overnight. These are data-driven people. They are in a hard business of making money for good reason. We need to give them all the tools they need in order to make the right decision.
You can read more about this study at marketplace.org. Alberto Ibarguen is president and CEO of the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation. Mr. Ibarguen, thank you for this.
Thank you.